My guest today is John Devere White of Devere White Auctions in Dublin. John has been in the art business for quite a long time, having been in the property business as an estate agent here in this town. Now, John, we hear a lot of doom and gloom around this city at this point in time. You're putting on an auction very shortly at the end of November. Let's talk about supply. What is supply like?
Well, I think it would be fair to say that over the year, it has been difficult to get quality pictures to the market. We've been lucky enough in this particular sale at the end of November. We've got about 30 works that have come to us from a private collection, where unfortunately the vendor's gone to heaven and his family are selling a number of pictures that they simply can't hold in the house. But there's no doubt at all that supply has been a problem.
Now, can you explain this to me? If so many people who procured a lot of works, particularly people in the property world in the last 5-10 years, are in trouble, why are more quality works not coming to the market, do you think?
Well, I mean, it's a hard question to answer. I suppose in terms of property people, the value of their collections is probably still quite small in relation to the amount of money they may owe. I don't know how many property collectors, how many property developers were serious art collectors. I fear a lot of them during the boom period may have bought a lot of second-rate, highly expensive art. And again, as I say, in relation to what they owe, it's probably not that relevant. But the thing that surprises us is that the number of sort of quality works that have probably been in families for generations, with the difficulties out there, you would think that some of those works would be coming on the market. And we have been surprised that the lack of supply has been quite limited in this area.
Is it because families like those think that the demand is not there, that the prices are so low that they're not prepared to risk the marketplace?
Well, I think it's the usual story that in difficult market conditions, people are reluctant to put their goods on the market when they feel that they're not going to achieve a price that relates to what might have happened in the boom time. However, recent occasions like Yee Adams achieving that wonderful price for the Yeats has probably given the upper end of the market a bit of confidence.
Now, in the past week, John, we read in the paper very publicly, there's no secret about it, Noel Smith has been talking about the loss of his collection, 400 pieces, sculptures, art, etc., to NAMA. As somebody who was brought up with art at your father's knee, your father being a celebrated collector, your late father, what are your emotions when you hear a serious collector losing that volume of work in one fell swoop to NAMA?
Well, I mean, it's obviously very, very distressing for anybody to lose anything to NAMA or to a bank or to a thing, and especially an art collection that's been built up over a generation. It's obviously particularly distressing. But, I mean, the simple facts are that there appear to be an enormous number of people in this country who owe staggering sums of money that they're not in a position to repay. And, unfortunately, the price they're paying under the present regime in this country is that there's no mercy been shown and everything they own has been effectively taken from them. And it is obviously very distressing for...
But is that barbarian in approach, though, to undo a collection like that? Or should the state move to protect such a collection?
Well, I mean, the first question is, I mean, obviously, I mean, the state has no money either. It depends, obviously, on the importance of a particular painting or a particular collection. But, I mean, in general, I think... I remember when I was a child and brought up, if you wrote a cheque that bounced, you had to leave the country. I mean, now it seems to be acceptable to borrow hundreds of millions and just turn around and say you're not in a position to pay it back. And unfortunately, I think for a lot of people, which is sad, the day of reckoning is coming. And, what we see out there is that things are getting tougher and tougher, and people who owed money are getting more and more ruthless in trying to get their debt satisfied.
Let me ask you something. Recently we heard that some of the works collected by Derek Quinlan have now ended up for sale in London. Do you have an attitude as an auctioneer here in Dublin about those works leaving Dublin, leaving Ireland to be sold elsewhere?
Well, I mean, obviously, we were one of the firms in Ireland who were asked to tender for the sale of those pictures, and we were obviously disappointed not to at least secure the pictures that of that collection that were Irish. I think possibly the difficulty for NAMA was that they may not have realised was that, you know, a volume of those pictures were non-Irish pictures that were not suitable to be sold in the Irish market, and we certainly advise NAMA of that point. So maybe giving all the pictures to Christie's, who could filter them into markets in New York and London, was the simple thing to do, and that's, I think, why that happened.
But nevertheless, if there are fine Irish works, sir, is there not an argument that at least the Irish work should have been sold in this city and keep the economy rolling here?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, absolutely. I mean, I think the Irish work should have been sold in this city, and an auction house in Dublin should have been given the opportunity, to have handled them, but it didn't happen, so there's no point in crying over spilt milk.
Let me ask you something finally. Can guys like you survive in this market?
Well, it's difficult. It's difficult, but you have to survive. You know, when you reach my age, no one else is going to give you a job. So you have to survive.
Now, could you calibrate in a couple of sentences just the scale of the drop in values in art?
Well, I think art, in a way, has followed property. I think art has followed property down, and probably 50, 60%, 70% drop. The question is, is house property and is Irish art closer to its real value now than it was in the heyday? That's the big issue. I mean, my view is that probably both property and art in certain circumstances has fallen too far. But equally, I think in the heyday, prices that were paid for Irish art and for Irish property was totally ridiculous and unsustainable.
John De Vere White, it's been a pleasure talking to you this afternoon. A little optimism, a little pessimism, I suppose, a little bit of the curate's egg. Good afternoon, John.